We've done a lot of talking. So if you're like me, your brain is probably highly stimulated right now. So just acknowledge that that's there. And give yourself permission to kind of drop the narrative that's going on in your head, whatever that is, and just sort of let it be there. Come back to your body. Just feel your body breathing. Be aware of how you feel as you breathe. So allow your emotions to be there, allow your thoughts to be there, but just keep coming back to the body and the breathing. There's a little bit of noise right now. That's all right. Just let it be there. You can even make that the object of your meditation. Just hear sounds, but try not to attach onto them. Just let the sounds be there. Now shift gears a little bit and think of remember a time, or if nothing comes to memory, imagine a time when someone was really kind to you. Maybe compassionate, maybe loving. Someone was just really there for you. And recreate this in your mind as much as possible. And feel into the feelings. What does it feel like to be treated with pure kindness, pure compassion? No agenda, perhaps, no expectations, just someone taking time to be there for you. Just soak that in, just feel it. What does it feel like to be loved, basically? No strings attached. And now as you breathe in and out, infuse your breath with the spirit of kindness, love. So as you breathe in, it's breathing in kindness. And as you breathe out, it's breathing out kindness. And then from this place of kindness, give yourself a message of kindness. May I be happy. May I have peace and joy. And just notice how it is for yourself as you give yourself this message. May I be happy. May I have peace and joy. And now imagine in your presence someone you care for, someone that's quote unquote easy for you to love, to care for. And imagine that you're in this person's presence. Just be aware how it feels to think of this person, to imagine this person. You might even have a favorite memory. And then consider just like yourself, this person has had ups and downs in their life. Just like yourself, this person has dreams and goals and aspirations. Just like yourself, this person has hopes and fears. Just like yourself, this person wants to love and be loved, wants to be a valued member of the community, wants to contribute to the world. Just like yourself, this person knows what it's like to be angry, to be sad. And from that place of awareness, recite in your mind for this individual, just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now drop this image and simply come back to your breathing. And now bring to your mind what they call a neutral person, but bring to mind someone who's an acquaintance perhaps, someone that you recognize and that would recognize you. Possibly, but not someone you know well, not someone you are attracted to as a friend, or not someone that you have any sort of negative, someone you, coworker, person at the coffee shop, anyone who comes to mind. And imagine you're in this person's presence now. And notice what it's like to hold this person in your attention. And then again, consider that just like yourself, this person has had many ups and downs in their life. Just like yourself, this person has goals, dreams, aspirations. He or she is a member of a family, a child to someone, perhaps a sibling, a parent. Just like yourself, he or she wants to love and be loved, wants to contribute to the world. Just like yourself, this person knows what it's like to be angry and sad. And then recite in your mind for this individual, just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And notice how it feels to say that. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And now drop this image and come back to the breathing, the breath. Simply be aware of your body as you breathe for a few cycles. And now bring to mind someone that's difficult for you, someone that in some ways there's tension, perhaps. Maybe someone who irritates you, maybe competitive, whatever, just someone that in some ways is difficult for you. And bring this person to mind. And notice how it is for you as you think of this person, as you imagine this person. And then again, consider that just like yourself, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like yourself, this person wants to be loved and valued. Wants to contribute to their community. Just like yourself, this person has important social and family networks. He or she is a child to someone, perhaps a parent, a sibling, a friend. Just like yourself, he or she wants what's best for his or her family. He or she knows what it's like to be angry, to be sad. And again, recite in your mind for this individual. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And again, notice what it's like. What does it feel like on in your body and your emotions to say that? Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And now imagine all three individuals there together in front of you. The four of you are together now, yourself, your loved one, the neutral person, the difficult person. And consider that despite all the differences, that each of them wants to be happy and free from suffering. On that basis, there's no difference between the three. Each of them has a common aspiration to have a happy, fulfilled life. Each of them has a common aspiration to overcome difficulties, to not suffer. So on this fundamental human level, there's no difference between the four of you. And then consider that this is true for everybody, everywhere, anyone you meet. At a very core level, they have this common humanity, this basic aspiration to be happy and free from suffering. In a sense, it's our birthright, maybe. So then recite in your mind, just like me, everybody wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, everybody wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just notice what's that's like to consider that, to recite that. Just like me, everyone wants to be happy and free from suffering. And drop this reflection, this recitation, just come back to your breathing. Just feel your breathing, feel your body. And gradually bring your attention back to this space. Feel your wiggling your toes, perhaps fingers, opening your eyes when you're ready.